Park City School Board President Mo Hickey says while schools may feel some pain or pride in the beginning when they receive a grade on September 3rd, it shouldn't carry a stigma. While some have been critical of this new grading system imposed by the state, Hickey says it's just a chance to look at data and improve.
Well, it's been criticized in a number of places where it's been implemented already. Florida, for one of the biggest examples, a lot of people in Florida are very critical of it. It creates winners and losers in some cases. On the other hand, there are some components, like everything, that are good research, good data that we'd like to see anyhow. We'd like to see the student growth. That's something we should be looking at. Not just are students proficient or achieving, but are they growing as they're in our school system? We have to really look and see if the measurements are accurate.
The assessment is meant to measure not just student achievement, but student improvement as well.
There's a lot of criteria as far as demographics, subgroups put into that. And then you really want to look at the growth model. So, I recall about a year ago when they were testing some ideas, one of the growth models was just basically, if you went from here to here, you got points for growth. Well, that's not an accurate reflection because Treasure Mountain at the time had gotten 99 on the CRTs in, say, year one. In year two, they got 99 in their CRTs and lost points because they didn't grow.
Something not factored in that Park City High School excels at is the ACT test score.
We use multiple different tests in say, the high school and in all our schools. So, for example, we have the CRTs, we have the ACTs. Some are going to be included in this, some are not going to be included in this. I think what the state did, not everybody does do ACTs. Some schools use SATs. So they tried to find at least some common ground for the initial grading that everybody, or at least the majority of the schools, a solid majority of schools, are using, so they could have a comparison basis.
That's why, says Hickey, they'll look at the letter grade, but it will be just another tool used to help improve, not to define the school.
I think it'll affect districts where you're going to create winners and losers within the schools, where you have one school maybe on one side of town that's not doing well. It's going to create a lot of angst. People should be prepared for that, but people should come. The superintendent's going to be speaking on September 16th at the high school in the evening, and that I'm sure that'll be a topic, and we'll keep updating people on what the grades are and what they mean.
He says people have to consider that any school may have areas in which it falls short, but a grade affected by one area doesn't indicate overarching problems.
When you look at the CRTs, you might get a 4 in your CRT, but what does that mean?
Yeah.
And you really have to look at all the components that go into it, because you can lose points on one small subgroup, which can change your grade dramatically. And you might know that subgroup needs work, but it doesn't mean your school's having this overarching problem that some people are going to, as soon as they look at the grade, are going to go, what just happened?
That's Park City School Board President Mo Hickey. He says Superintendent Conley will speak on the evening of September 16th at Park City High School to address both this topic and others. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.